worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
No, no, Kara, we don't eat the microphone. Welcome to a freak accident. If you're hungry, we're here to feed you.
Woo-hoo!
What is this,
feed
like,
your
Ezekiel
heart.
Elliott? Feed Zeke!
Yeah, feed your head. It's a freak accident. We are the hosts. There's four of us. I'm Crisco. We have Lazy E.
Yeah, and I'm extremely mad at my one friend.
Okay. Kara is over there.
Hello.
And Mickey is
Crisco,
here.
What did you do to E?
What did I do to him?
He did nothing.
It wasn't me this time. Freakaccident.com is our website. Email address, freaks@freakaccident.com. Which friend is it? Do I know this person?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
His name is Ed.
Oh, Ed. Okay.
Wow. Just got to put it right out there.
I don't know.
He takes no prisoners.
I'm like the ocean. I take no prisoners. But it's not really anger as much as jealousy.
Uh-oh.
I'm very jealous of Ed. Because as you know, when someone dies, I'm the first one to make an off-color joke about it. Usually takes me about 5 seconds to do it. Boom, Ed jumps in. He goes, Angela Lansbury. More like Angela Lansburied. And I'm like, oh, no. He had it. All I had was murder she was.
His was definitely better.
Yeah, his was way better.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh,
I know. It's
just the color of envy's on me.
Yeah.
I can understand that. That's a huge burden to carry.
It is.
Yeah.
It's the cross I die on.
Yeah. He brings the humor and the jokes most of the time anyway.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
I'm running out of jokes.
I know.
The only ones I have left are about unemployment, and they don't work.
I thought that was serious for a minute. I was going to say, wow, that's the
how foolish of you.
That's an odd
waka waka
category.
It's been like 2 years that she's been here. She still hasn't caught on yet.
Sometimes he really delivers them in a way that feels real. You know, like it's a conversation. Like he means it this time. And then he doesn't.
Can't trust me.
Boy, you're gullible. Yeah,
her hair really does reflect her gullibility too.
Yes.
You got blonde for that, you know.
Right.
And you've got the gray in there for dumb boomer.
I guess, yeah.
Who just believes everything they see online. Although we were heartily embarrassed last week when the robot thing that she talked about was actually 100% true. Yeah.
Right. I don't even remember what we talked about.
Yeah, she did think that kids were snorting. What was it? Fine China.
Fine China.
She believed that.
Yeah.
Like instantly.
Yeah.
But the robot thing. No, that she was right about that. That was real.
Sometimes I come through.
Yeah.
Shockingly. Sometimes. It's not often, but every once in a while,
squirrel finds a nut in winter. Every once in a while.
I'm wondering if Elon's going to use those robots. Like once he owns Twitter. Is he going to use those robots to like enforce the terms of service? Like if you send a bad tweet, like the robot's going to come into your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. Is this Sarah Connor?
I'm the Twitternator.
The Twitternator. Yeah, did you guys, Lazy and I were talking about it briefly when Kara was walking in. you guys heard about the update with the Alex Jones thing, right?
Oh, he's getting everything he deserves.
I agree. I 100%
agree. $1 billion he owes the Sandy Hook victims.
We talked about that on the show a couple episodes back because there was a separate case. That one, he owed like, I think,
$38 million or something like that.
Many millions in that one. And now in this one, yeah, the damages the jury handed down were near. It was just shy of, Lazy said, $1 billion.
Wow.
So
love it.
People were already sharing clips because he wasn't there.
Mm.
Because, like, I guess, yeah, you could just decide not to show up to your court hearing or whatever.
Nice.
Which
yeah.
Might be part of the reason why the jury had, like, absolutely no qualms about doing this. Because if he wasn't taking it seriously, right. Well, why should they?
Yep.
And he was on his show as they were handing out these verdicts, and he's screaming to his audience to please send him money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to make up the billion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should do it.
And then, well, then the best part is he's like, what do you say? He's like, oh, don't worry, though. Any money that you send me won't go to any of these people because I've declared bankruptcy. And, like, multiple attorneys were like, well,
it's not how that works.
No. And
what
also,
does he think? He's Michael Scott?
And
declare bankruptcy!
And also, no bankruptcy judge is going to watch that clip from his program and be like, oh, really?
Yeah. Here you go.
You're just going to hide this money and still declare bankruptcy? Nah.
Yeah.
It no work like that.
Yeah, I mean, unless they're sending him cash in the mail, he's not hiding it.
Right.
I mean, if they're sending him money, it might be that way.
Well, he's literally already talking about it on his show, though, so it's like...
Well, yeah, duh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's generally speaking, judges don't like to get the runaround.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't like it when you're like, "Hey, I'm literally just doing this so that I don't have to pay any money to these people that I'm obligated to pay money to now per the justice system that you're a part of."
That jerk had it coming for a long time.
Oh yeah.
Like years of saying stupid stuff and lying about stuff and leading people to believe certain things. It's like finally somebody said no.
Yeah, at some point you're gonna cross that bridge. You know, when you exist in the realm of like just shock value or whatever it is that he does, that's really all that it is. He tries to get
a rise.
Yeah, he tries to get a rise out of people.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually you're going to step across that line and you're going to defame, you're going to commit perjury, you're going to commit slander. Yeah, slander. Mm-hmm. You're going to make one of those costly mistakes at some point when you keep pushing that envelope. And, you know, he messed around and he found out.
Yeah.
You know, that tends to be the result of too much messing around is a whole lot of finding out.
It just worries me that he'll make more money because if he has that many followers and then they pay out the billion and then he makes more than that. That is the only thing that worries me.
I don't know if he's a billionaire. I mean, he's probably a multimillionaire, but a billionaire? That seems...
Did the judge already, like, certify the $1 billion?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think, like, the verdict has been... Like, I don't know. Because doesn't the judge have to, like, confirm a verdict or whatever?
So the amount can still be changed, really,
it could be, yeah. But, like, I mean, that's brutal. I mean, I don't think the judge is going to be like, yeah, we're undoing the whole thing. I mean, that's still a catastrophic amount of money.
Well, this is according to... Oh, this is a YouTube video. I'm not watching that. Yeah, I'm looking on this one site what he might be worth. Uh-huh. He's between 135 and 270 million.
Oops.
So that's only a quarter of a billion.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though. I mean, I know they said he made something in the realm of, like, 50 to 70 million between, like, 2016 and 2020. I think it was 2018 and 2020. It was in that realm, you know, because then, like, conspiracy theories started spreading like wildfire when the pandemic happened because, you know, people don't understand Occam's razor and they just need to try and be like, oh, no, this is all a secret plan to this, that, and the third.
I'm more of a Gillette man.
Yeah.
I was going to say bless you.
Have you tried Harry's at all yet?
No, I haven't.
That was a free plug. I shouldn't have said that.
Aww.
I know. Way to go.
They don't deserve that.
What if Dollar Shave now wants to jump in?
Maybe they do.
Or Manscaped even.
Listen, it's fine. You guys have to duel to the death for our love.
No, you don't. You just need to present a check.
Whosever check is bigger gets the pluggy. I said check. I said check.
I know, but
I know it ended with CK and your mind is elsewhere, but I said the word check.
Mm-hmm.
You need not worry. So yeah, that's a nice somebody online was calling it the feel good story of the decade.
It really is. To see his face. And it always gets red.
Yeah.
Like a tomato.
He must have circulation issues. That's the only thing.
Look at him, man. It's not circulation issues. It's the issue of round.
Right, yeah. It's the shape, really, more than anything else. I saw you joking around about getting into shape. You were just joking around, though.
Yeah, I like food too much.
I mean, you could eat food and still get in shape.
In fact, a lot of people who get into shape eat lots of food.
Yeah, round is a shape.
Yeah, no, that's the way I like that, it.
Yeah, okay.
I have the body of a god. Buddha was a god.
I helped it out. You thought I was being serious, and then I took it a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Crisco. That was for you.
I'm glad you're so proud of yourself. That's you put it on your resume.
I will. Right
next to a full-time TV host, yeah, now that's still going.
I'm circulating. I'm getting some offers. I'm tossing things back and forth as it is, so...
From PA Live to GMA.
Yep.
She had a whole...
Would you die if that happened?
I would give up on everything because it just shows that there's no trying anymore.
No, just whatever.
Yeah, success goes to the weak. I mean, you know that.
I was going to say something worse than say, what's the use of having talent at this point?
Oh, my God. Thanks.
That wasn't that mean.
My mom asked me before I came here if you guys were nice. I said yes. That was dumb.
Yeah, it was really dumb.
Who asked your mom?
Yeah, she's like, because she's hanging out with Timmy.
Oh.
And she's like, well, are they nice? And I said, yeah. And she went, they're like supportive of all the stuff that you do. And I went, yeah, most of them do the same, like, it's basically the same stuff. And she went, oh, that's so sweet that they're so nice.
I've never been on television. Invite me on as a guest.
Let me tell you, it's
I'll recite my manifesto on the air.
It's not fun.
No, you told me about that. It doesn't sound fun.
Mickey has a thought.
You've been with us for 2 years. Your mother is just now asking?
No, I think she's asked before, but I think it's like one of those things
she forgot?
Where it's like, let me ask the question again.
Oh, okay.
Because she also asked me where we record, and like, she was still back in the old place. She was two places back. So she thought it was here, which is right. Then she thought it was Beans and Bumps. I had told her about that for a while.
Okay.
And then just now she said, I thought it was at Beans and Bumps. And I said, no, we're back at the original place, which is, what do you want to call this place?
Crisco's house. That's literally
I thought maybe you wanted to like name it something.
I mean, I've called it the studio in the past. I mean, it is in a purely technical manner of speaking, mm-hmm. but, it's my house. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. So
we do this in my second bedroom of my two bedroom bungalow. Can you imagine if I only had one bedroom and we were doing it in the bedroom?
Oh, no.
Oh, that would be awesome.
We could all lay in my bed together.
We could spoon while we do the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I call Little Spoon.
Nope.
Actually, I regret that we didn't set it up that way to begin with.
I know.
If only we could turn.
Mickey wants to do that so much.
Nope. If I could turn back time. So we've got a show.
Sure we do.
Something. This is a thing that we do. Poorly, admittedly, but we do it.
I
said it.
Fart.
Really, really morbid, dark, existential comments from William Shatner about his trip to space.
I was very disturbed by it.
A lot of people were talking about this the other day. I have a thought, just being kind of somebody who wanted to go to space myself, and somebody who's a bit scientific minded, I have a thought. And I'm philosophizer too.
Whoops.
And wordsmith.
I'm sorry, what?
You heard me. We have the top 10 things adults wish they could do freely in public.
Okay.
P better be on there like twice.
Well, we're men. We can already do that.
Not in public. You're not supposed to.
I mean, who's going to stop me?
The police?
That's the joy of having the situation that we have. You can literally just go anywhere.
I've done it a bunch of times. I've done it in my yard.
And they can't stop me. They can penalize me afterward, but they can't stop it from happening.
Maybe they can come over and slice it and shut it down.
Oh, why do you...
They'll karate chop it.
Why would they karate chop it?
I don't know.
They'll kneel on it until it dies.
Oh, my God.
Too soon. Too soon.
Maybe. There was a great meme I saw the other day. It was this, it's a cop, right, chasing a car, and the cop leans out the window, and he's shooting his gun at the car, and then he hits the car, and the car careens off the road and flips over and falls down an embankment and catches fire, and it skids to a stop at the bottom, and the police officer pulls up behind it, gets out of the car, walks over, looks at the driver, and says, "Your back taillight's out."
Oh, my God.
So yeah, we got that. Do these 15 things count as cheating?
If you have to ask, the answer is yes.
Okay, so Mickey has already solved the entire segment, but we will find out how much cheating it is.
Oh, okay.
The degree at which it is cheating. Why'd you give me the bug eyes? We're going to springboard right off of that, okay, cheating in relationships, to new dating trends.
Ooh.
Because you know what? It's going to be helpful when you find out that your significant other is cheating on you through that segment.
That was creative.
Then you're going to have to go onto these online dating sites and learn what these trends are so you can, you know, navigate those waters.
Okay.
Bringing
more
you down.
People that cheat.
Bringing you down, picking you back up.
Right. Yeah. We keep you steady all the time. Yin and yang on this show. And
no, we're not. We're Lazy E, Crisco, Mickey, and Kara.
And yang yang yang.
And we got if we got time, the five scariest movies of all time according to experts. Who are these experts? Why do they get to decide? We'll find out. It's all on the way coming up.
A freak accident is fueled by Parlor beverages.
God, it's so loud. It's got to be loud for Parlor, who is responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But Parlor isn't just a soda, it's a whole lifestyle. Their rock and roll beverages feed off of the nostalgia of yesteryear. They're edgy, experimental, and they have something for everybody with three, soon to be four, flavors that are delicious, by the way, and unique. They got root beer, birch beer, and butterscotch root beer.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Time is running out to get the new pumpkin root beer from Parlor Beverages. You gotta go and pre-order it right now at drinkparlor.com. That's drinkparlor.com. Get it before it sells out, and then you're wondering, what did it taste like? That is your fault for not jumping in on it.
Yeah, that would be very, very disappointing. So stop whatever you're doing. Go to drinkparlor.com, as Lazy E said, right now. Order the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself, too. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to wherever you are. And guess what? Right now, listeners of A Freak Accident, we've got something special for you. You can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That is code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, FREAK, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
There's no words.
No, there really isn't. So for perspective, when I was younger, like still in high school, I had like a whole career trajectory planned where I was going to end up being an astronaut. Like I wanted to walk on Mars.
Now you're in a second bedroom with three other people recording a podcast.
Which is kind of like being on another planet in a lot of ways. I mean, you guys are very alien, so it's...
I wanted to be an astronomer.
Oh, you wanted to look at the stars.
Yeah, I never wanted to go into outer space. Too scary.
Too scary.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I wanted to be a star.
Well, she's beat you to that, too.
I know.
By accident.
Actually, no, technically, he was on TV before you were.
Yeah, so,
He hated the experience.
It was awful.
More people know your name than mine.
Yeah.
The only thing, though.
Three against two. Got you.
Ah.
He didn't know what to say because it was being nice. Go on.
We talked about this. It was big news when William Shatner went to space last year, I think that was, right?
Yeah.
He went up with Amazon's Blue Origin. It was obviously, it's not like into deep space. It's just the edge of the atmosphere. But you go up, you're in zero gravity for a couple minutes, and then you come back down. It was like a big hullabaloo because, of course, he was Captain Kirk on Star Trek for so long, and like so many people tie like, you know, the idea of space and space travel with Star Trek. So like it was synonymous with him. So it was like, you know, oh, how cool that he's finally getting to legitimately go to space. And he was 90 years old when he did it, too, which is equally crazy. But if you remember, there was that moment afterward where, like, he was talking to Bezos. And Bezos, being the giant freaking zit that he is, wasn't really paying attention to him. And Shatner was, like, fumbling with his words. And he was, like, obviously very emotional. Mm-hmm. Like, you can tell when they got back to the ground. So he wrote an article for Variety, okay? And this is basically what it says. The title is, "My Trip to Space Filled Me with Overwhelming Sadness."
Okay.
That's kind of not exactly what you'd be expecting, you know? Because a lot of people are saying, oh, it sounds like he just had a really emotional, overwhelming experience, you know? But, like, no, he was dealing with crippling depression.
Oh, my gosh.
That was what essentially happened.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm going to read his insights here, which you might find interesting. He says, "We got out of our harness and began to float around. The other folks went straight into somersaults, enjoying the effects of weightlessness. Mm-hmm. I wanted no part in that. I wanted, needed to get to the window as quickly as possible to see what was out there."
Mm-hmm. It'd be great if he said toilet.
I really needed to get to the toilet.
I mean, the G-forces alone, you know, it wouldn't
be. And he's 90. I mean, those bowels don't hold as well.
Yeah. So he says, "I looked down and I could see the hole that our spaceship had punched in the thin, blue-tinged layer of oxygen around Earth. It was as if there was a wake trailing behind where we had just been, and just as soon as I'd noticed it, it disappeared. I continued my self-guided tour and turned my head to face the other direction, to stare into space. I love the mystery of the universe. I love all the questions that have come to us over thousands of years of exploration and hypotheses. Stars exploding years ago, their light traveling to us years later, black holes absorbing energy, satellites showing us entire galaxies in areas thought to be devoid of matter entirely." Mm-hmm. We just saw that with that new James Webb telescope.
Yep.
Staring into a little patch in the sky that's totally black, and oh look, it's actually filled with stars and light and all sorts of everything.
And I'm on the side of William Shatner. That's what I'm expecting when I go out to that window.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Yeah. "All of that has thrilled me for years, but when I looked in the opposite direction, into space, there was no mystery, no majestic awe to behold. All I saw was death."
Oh, whoa.
All right.
Interesting observation.
Why was it just
he's
like...
he's a sick man.
just black? Like,
yeah.
No, he saw no distant stars at all or anything?
You can see stars, but it's like, it's... I've heard this talked about before by other people who've been to space. It's different than what you expect when you get up there. Like it's overwhelming. There's actually a condition for it that's referenced later in this article that I'll get to. But he says, "I saw a cold, dark, black emptiness. It was unlike any blackness you can see or feel on Earth. It was deep, enveloping, all-encompassing."
Wow. Stop whining.
"I turned back toward the light of home. I could see the curvature of Earth, the beige of the desert, the white of the clouds, and the blue of the sky. It was life, nurturing, sustaining life, Mother Earth, Gaia, and I was leaving her. Everything I had thought was wrong. Everything I had expected to see was wrong. I had thought that going into space would be the ultimate catharsis of that connection I'd been looking for between all living things, that being up there would be the next beautiful step to understanding the harmony of the universe. In the film Contact, when Jodie Foster's character goes to space, then looks out into the heavens, she lets out an astonished whisper, 'They should have sent a poet.' I had a different experience because I discovered that the beauty isn't out there, it's down here with all of us. Leaving that behind made my connection to our tiny planet even more profound."
You are a factory of sadness!
All right. This is actually called the overview effect. It is not uncommon among astronauts, including Yuri Gagarin, Michael Collins, Sally Ride, and many others. Essentially, when someone travels into space and views Earth from orbit, a sense of the planet's fragility takes hold in an ineffable, instinctive manner.
That makes sense. I think that would terrify me.
Well, it's one of those things. Like somebody was sharing pictures, like pictures people, the astronauts who were on the moon took of Earth, mm-hmm. and like what I've heard people describe it as, like when you're up there and like and you turn around and you look down and you see it, like you legitimately, like for the first time, like you can think about it, you can conceptualize it in your mind, but when you actually see that we are literally floating in nothing. We are suspended on nothing, attached to nothing. We are just a ball floating in nothing. And oh, all that breathable air, it's all down there, held in by nothing. Like there's not like a container holding the planet in and all the gas and the atmosphere and everything else. It's just all hovering there in a friggin' void of nothing. It really does kind of mess with your head when you think about it.
William Shatner's a sad man.
That's all you got to say?
Yeah, no, seriously. Like, he bummed me out. Just lie about it.
I think I can understand what he's talking about, because I feel like I would feel that way.
Multi-millions of dollars spent to send him up there, and he comes back like a sourpuss.
You would, too.
No, I would not.
Yes, you would.
I would lie. After people spent so much money to put me up there, I would lie to make it seem like it was the most amazing experience of my life, because I would feel like I disappointed everybody.
Well, I'm sure it was probably the most amazing experience of his life, but it wasn't. A depressing way.
That's not amazing, then.
It's amazingly depressing. Like, that could happen. I feel like going out into a vast, empty nothingness that's dark and realizing
that you thinking.
How small you are. And how insignificant really things are. Like, that's just the weight of everything on you. I could see what he's saying. I agree with him.
He goes on to say, it was among the strongest feelings of grief I've ever encountered. The contrast between the vicious coldness of space and the warm, nurturing Earth below filled me with overwhelming sadness. Every day we are confronted with the knowledge of further destruction of Earth at our hands, the extinction of species, of flora and fauna, things that took 5 billion years to evolve, and suddenly we will never see them again because of the interference of mankind. It filled me with dread. My trip to space was supposed to be a celebration. Instead, it felt like a funeral.
I mean, he probably doesn't have to worry about it too much because he's old.
He sounds like he's been listening to way too much emo. He seriously sounds like he's writing an emo album.
Some of these words could easily be strung into a series of lyrics.
Oh, the fauna and the Fiona and the sadness and the deepness.
The Fiona?
I don't know.
Shrek and Fiona. Mickey, write a song using his words.
Flora and fauna.
You're just shocked that he didn't know those words.
I didn't remember what he said, but you get what I'm saying about what he's saying. It sounds like it's written by AFI.
It does, though.
Mickey, you've been quiet through this whole thing.
Well, she's depressed now.
Well, she times travels, so she's been in space a few times. Tell us your thoughts. Through the wormholes.
Yep, time traveling.
I know.
No, legitimately, what do you think?
I mean, I could see it being depressing once you realize, you know, because there's so many people. Even here, if you live in one area, we go through this all the time. You know, it's better somewhere else. And then they get the somewhere else and they realize it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the same concept. You've gone up into space and you realize it's not better.
There's also an interesting, and this is sort of me like doing the whole philosophizing thing like I talked about before. Like there's an interesting thing that people do, right? Like they look out and they see the universe and they think, oh, look how big it is. You know, there's got to be something else like this out there. There's got to be millions of things like this out there, like millions of other Earths and things like that. And it's like, we don't know. Mm-mm. We have no idea. There is no evidence of any life having ever existed anywhere else in the universe. There is no traces of them. There's no background radiation. There's no residual signals, nothing.
Don't tell Alex Jones that.
Well, yeah. He thinks aliens run the government and they're shape-changing lizard people who are at war with the mole people who live under the Earth. But anyway, there was a study in from Oxford, I think, a year or two ago. I remember reading that said, like, you know, basically, yeah, it's called the rare earth hypothesis, but basically it says that, like, you know, yeah, in all likelihood we are alone in the universe, because the odds of, like, on this planet of inanimate matter becoming life is like zero.
Yeah.
So there is very little. I think I said this when we talked about the thing with the James Webb telescope. People assume, oh, there's millions of other things. As far as we can tell, and as far as all math would indicate,
The probability is zero.
We are probably alone. Mm-hmm. So when you think about that, now, a lot of people have, I think, though, the wrong outlook on it. People think about that and they say, oh, look at the vastness in the universe. Look at the smallness of this planet. We're so insignificant. And my thing is, no, scarcity implies importance, implies value. So the fact that this planet is so unique, mm-hmm, and the life that exists on it may be all that there is should inspire you not to feel insignificant, but to feel as if we are the most significant thing in the entire universe, because we are the universe's only opportunity to observe and interact with itself. And if we're going to be the kind of people who think about, like, oh, what's the point? Life is meaningless. You know, there's nothing. No, like, life isn't meaningless. It's extremely important that it be well lived and preserved for as long as possible. Because if we're it, guess what? It begins and ends with us. And that's it.
We're doing a terrible job with that.
That's my point. We are doing a terrible job, but we shouldn't be. People have to have a different perspective on it. We're not insignificant. We are very, very important, each and every last one of us.
Which leads me to my whole point, is that William Shatner sounds like an emo song.
Yeah, I do think he came away with the wrong perspective. I mean, I get the seeing it and being like terrified of, oh God, oh God, yeah, like, you know, we're literally just hanging here. Yeah. Like, you know, with the, you know, a solar wind could blow our atmosphere into the edge corners of the galaxy in a second. You know, and it's like, you know, I get that, but it's, like I said, I think it's the wrong perspective. You know,
do you know what,
I mean?
What I'm hearing from this?
I don't know.
The universe is the only one around. America's the best country. We're number one, baby.
I mean, when the aliens...
USA! USA!
In all the movies, the aliens do come to the United States. They never go anywhere else. Except in Arrival. I think they landed in, like, Ireland there.
Yeah, and how many people have seen that movie? That's because it's not true.
I feel like movies made in other countries, they land in their country, too.
They might, yeah.
I think they land in America.
They land in America. Where it belongs.
Yeah.
No, I like I said, I can kind of see that he would get that feeling, especially because he's older. Maybe it's like part of his...
Why?
Because like he knows he's kind of nearing the end, so maybe he's already kind of in that mindset.
Well, maybe. It could be. You know, realizing like, wow, like, you know, life was not well spent as well maybe as it like, should have been. Yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. Like, you've got to shift your perspective into thinking about, like, you know, if somebody handed you something, mm-hmm, and said, hey, this is the only one of these things that exists... Sure. How much would you take care of that?
I'd sell it. Right.
Supply and demand. Supply and demand.
You find a buyer for this planet, then, and you know, we'll all make a killing.
Yeah.
We can retire.
We're sponsored by Earth.
Yeah. Everything that comes in it, we're all sponsored.
Still, it's interesting, but like I said, I think the perspective needs a little bit of an adjustment.
I like your philosophizing.
Thank you.
You made his word worse.
I know.
That's impressive.
That was terrible.
I tried to do it. Never
she
mind.
Is. Ta- she
you
is...
even had trouble hey. Saying tried right there.
I did. You're right.
She is talented. It takes a special kind of talent to make me worse. Up next, 10 things adults wish they could do freely in public. How many of these have we already done?
Peace.
Abraham Lincoln once said, whatever you are, be a good one. Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
So this is 10 things adults wish they could do freely in public. Quick cursory glance at this list seems like it's a bunch of things that we could readily do at any given time.
Oh, here we
go. It's just a matter of whether or not...
Snowflakes can't?
Right, well, it's the matter of you could do it. Like, Mickey, you've probably done most of these things. I know I've done at least a couple of them.
I guess we're going to find out. It's gosh.
It's a matter of whether or not your shame dictates that you would not be able to stand doing this.
You have no idea how low my shame goes.
See? Okay.
All right. Let's find out.
That's right. So a new poll. This is from The Sun.
New way up there.
Wow. Yeah, we're really sticking with the space theme. Mm-hmm. A new poll asked people what things they wish they could do freely in public. The results spanned everything from good deeds to innocently adjusting themselves. But here are the top 10.
Okay? Oh, you know what? Sometimes you got an itch. And you have to do the pocket thing where you pretend you're grabbing your phone or something like that.
I'll tell you what, if I get underwear stuck in my butt, I stick my hand directly down my pants and just slide it out.
Oh my God, you don't even, you beast.
No, I'll show you right now.
No, don't do that.
Tell me you wash your hands.
Don't do that.
No, I don't touch my butt crack, my butt cheek. So I go down.
But you still touch your underwear.
And slide to the side of the butt cheek. Well, I mean, my underwear butt cheek isn't dirty.
Don't you try the out first?
I don't think
like,
you understand
outward?
How like bacteria spreads.
I wash my hands at some point. But like if I'm walking around.
Oh my God.
If I'm walking around and getting a wedge. I'm fixing it, and I'm not hiding the fact that
guys.
I don't do that spread leg walk.
Yeah, guys have to. We got to have it's the shimmy.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think I've done that either.
You got to use Elvis.
You're like, if I move this way or this way, it'll eventually work its way out. Nope. Right down, slide to the left, slide to the right, like the cha-cha slide, and it's out.
Yeah.
My God.
Kevin James had a great part in his stand-up special where he talked about that, about when you need to do an adjustment, like you kind of just, you do like the little slide to the left, you know, he's like, it's so obvious when it happens to like anybody looking on would be like, yeah, man, what did you just turn into Elvis there? Like, you know, what's going on? So anyway, number 10, dancing in the street.
I would do that.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like, there are people whose shame would probably prevent them.
Aww,
well, you can't freely do that because you get hit by a car.
Can I exotic dance in the street?
That's the question.
I mean, if you're paying attention to the traffic, you could easily dance in the street and then just get out of the way.
I thought she was going to say something about having paying customers and exotic dancing in the street, and I was going to say, now we're talking about a business venture I can get behind.
Wasn't there a whole song about dancing in the street?
Yes.
By somebody? Yeah.
There was a song about dancing on the ceiling, too.
I know, I loved that.
That's not possible.
And dancing in the dark.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9 is adjusting your underwear, but apparently Kara doesn't care. She'll do it right in front of everybody. She just did it. And then she smells her fingers afterwards.
Oh, whoa.
She goes, really, no shame.
And it's like a deep smell, too. Yeah. It's like...
Yeah, she actually stuck her fingers in her nostrils.
Oh, my God.
So, like, sniffed and picked her nose at the same time, like crazy.
Yeah, she puts her hand down there or puts a napkin check.
A what?
You have to do a napkin check.
Yeah, your mom was asking if
do
we're
a fart,
nice.
You got to check.
Oh, a napkin check for my fart?
Yeah. Gotta do a napkin check.
That's
sometimes.
Not what I was...
Your mom was asking if we're nice.
Yeah.
She should have been asking if we're clean.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Oh, my God.
And your answer is no.
Yeah. 8 is doing yoga stretches in the park. Don't people do that all the time anyway?
Literally all the time.
I've seen people do it on the beach. I've seen people do it, like, the weirdest one was I was on a hike one time, and somebody was doing it off of the hiking trail. I'm like, man, you hiked all the way out here to do yoga?
It's peaceful. Yeah. Why wouldn't you? You get like meditation / yoga.
You get ticks.
Oh, stop it.
Well, there's that too.
It's true. Every season, apparently, in the summer is the worst tick season we've ever had. Just they're taking over the world, damn it.
Yeah. Number 7, walking barefoot. I've done that.
Again, I don't understand this list.
That doesn't make sense. I mean... There's some places you can't walk
like
barefoot.
Like inside places sometimes
you shouldn't,
can't.
But no, you shouldn't.
I think this is the kind
of... Like bathrooms.
I think this list is a lot of things like, you know, and again, like I just did it with the yoga thing. It's like, oh, you could do it, but like people are going to stare and you know what I mean? Like you got to deal with that. And like I said, if you have shame, then you're going to be like, oh God, they're looking at me. You know what I mean? Like,
so we have no shame, basically,
right,
is what we're finding out today.
Yeah, but people are like, oh, I wish I could walk around barefoot, but so many people would be looking at me, like, you know, making faces at me. And it's like, well, then don't care what those people think.
Yeah, make a face.
Live your
Here's
life.
My feet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You want me to stick my toe in your nose next to your poop-covered finger?
OnlyFans is about.
Yeah.
Your feet?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and sticking
it's been
her...
a while since we talked about
it. It has been.
Yeah. How's it going, by the way?
Wonderful.
Great.
No recession there.
Passing gas or burping openly and loudly.
Okay. That I won't. The fart one I won't do. The burp one, it depends who I'm with. So I guess I won't do it. But sometimes, like, yeah.
Oh, God.
But sometimes, you know, it depends. I'll do it quietly. Those I do quietly.
Is it because you don't trust your farts?
Yeah, I crap dust.
And then she adjusts her underwear and sniffs her finger.
And, yeah. And then people go, what's that smell? Who's that? And I go, yeah, I smell it too. Who do you think it was?
You
That's
evil.
So fun to do that.
And then she blames Timmy.
I never blame Timmy. I always blame Golfer. He'll be like, it's Timmy. I'm like, it was you. And it was
it's
me.
Never Timmy.
I happily proclaim that it was me. I don't even care. Everybody enjoy my brand.
It depends where I'm at.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's at a supermarket, it's like that's meant for crop dusting. Supermarket, you go in one aisle and you just leave it and you go right to the other.
Yep. No one will ever know. Yeah. They're never going to know.
Listening to something without headphones, listen, enough people have those loud, obnoxious speakerphone conversations on their phone. They don't care about you hearing
Most
anything.
Most people don't care, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Telling someone you love them?
I think being the first,
doing it freely in public.
But to do it to your friends, it is a little weird. It still has a stigma behind it to just go to your friend, like two guy friends saying
Lazy,
that
I love you, man.
I love you too.
See? There.
Now,
see,
how weird judging. Was that?
You see, they're judging.
Wasn't weird at all.
I'm judging you.
I know they are.
Yeah, well, you're just jealous because that was intensely sexual and you weren't a part of it.
Yeah. You wish.
What?
Instead, you're just having a sexual moment with your underwear. You sick freak.
You called her a beast before.
I know.
You're so
like
nice.
Like the beast of Revelation. Like the beast that rises out of the sea.
No, I pictured like the beast from X-Men.
Yeah.
Oh,
he looks like an underwear picker.
Number three, walking down the street singing loudly.
Yeah, because you're crazy if you do that.
I will do that. I actually sang loudly on TV today, so I sang Blink-182.
Oh, boy.
What's your age again?
That's why.
Number two, going to the movies alone.
I love that one time I did it.
It's fun.
I did it one time. And here's the thing. You're not supposed to be talking in the movie theater. So, why do you need to go with someone else?
I mean, I talk even when I go by myself.
To yourself.
That's
and then
right.
You answer yourself.
Always. Kara does have a tendency to narrate things that she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
She does it here in the room. She'll be like doing something on her phone and she'll be talking about what she's doing. Like, I always know what's going on.
Yeah. I have no secrets.
That's true, too.
And apparently no pride.
Yeah.
Or
shame.
You're really falling down that ladder.
She just let a Freudian slip happen there. Yeah. Apparently I have no pride. Well,
whoops.
I'm very sorry. I'm sorry for your loss.
And then
number one is complimenting a stranger.
I do that a lot.
I've never complimented a stranger.
I'll be like, you smell so good today. Your hair looks I like that shirt. I'll
do
that
a lot. See, that it screams, especially with Dahmer out now.
It might be different with guys.
I've seen, like Hello Nurse has gotten compliments in public before.
Right.
You know, she's always been like, oh, that was so nice of them to say. It's like, so maybe that's the whole thing. Like, you can't do it freely because people get weirded out by it because it's so unusual. But how sad is that?
Yeah, I know.
That it's so unusual to pay somebody a random compliment.
Now, you see, the funny thing is, proofreader, she'll just go up to someone and say, that's a wonderful dress.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I agree. That's something that shouldn't be so weird, but I do get weirded out by it. Like, if someone just came up to me and goes, man, nice jeans, I'd be like, nice psychological problem you have. Now, leave me alone.
I think it depends on how you say it. You know, if you're like, hey, nice jeans, or if you're like, hey there, nice jeans.
Like, if someone came up to you and go, hey, nice finger that just picked your butt.
You were thinking the same thing I was. Ma'am,
pick my butt.
Ma'am, I really
do.
I put the full hand open like a handshake.
Oh, I'm sorry. You fist your butt.
Ma'am, I really appreciate how you were digging for gold a minute ago.
I don't do that. It's straight down.
I'm sure it smells
it
lovely.
It is straight down and to the left or right, depending on what side the wedge is on.
Lazy just laughs so hard he drools.
Oh my god. Wow. Do people walk up to you and go, wow, you slapped your ass so nice underneath your jeans?
I'll do that and then I'll be like, oops, there's people behind me. And like, you know, it's whatever it is.
Oh, you palmed your cheek so well.
That's what yeah. I do. Yeah. I palm it. Yeah.
Oh my
I knew
God.
This was called Coal Country for a reason.
She's digging for it.
All right, up next. Do these 15 things count as cheating? Yes, but how badly?
Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
So BuzzFeed has compiled this. It is 15 things that were, well, respondents of a poll, thousands of people, as a matter of fact, asked about different things that count as cheating or not. And here was what the respondents of that poll said. Starting with number 15, does this count as cheating?
Picking your wedgie.
Your partner your partner has been in a coma for months and might not wake up. You sleep with someone. Is it cheating?
Yes!
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Because yeah, you cheated.
I would say, like, the thing is, might not wake up is kind of like the thing there, like, if the doctors are telling you they're not waking up, right. Then it's like, all right, you know, what am I going to do? Yeah. Wait for a miracle to happen, or am I going to go live my life?
I probably would wait until the plug was pulled.
Right.
Even months is not really that long to be like, well, time to find
the doctors can tell within a relatively short span of time, though, whether or not, like, your brain is going to heal, you know, and if they're telling you, you know, it's like, are they going to wake up? Are they, you know, is it possible they don't wake up? It's like, well, they might not.
Yeah.
That's a little too, like, you know.
They might. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a might.
Yeah, that sounds to me like they might wake up. They're probably going to wake up. That's what they're expecting. And you're just impatient at that point.
You just hold open one of their eyelids. I'm breaking up with you. Does that count?
I know I'm here.
Yeah.
This isn't working.
It's not you. It's me.
Jane from down the hall is super hot. She made a pass at me. I'm sorry. I just can't wait.
She picked her butt, so I'm really into it.
41% of people said yes, that is cheating.
That's it?
That should be more.
Only 41%.
Yep.
Yeah, that
kinda
is
low.
Not the majority, but, well, this is the world that we live in now.
Good point. No wonder Shatner's so
wait
sad.
A minute. Wait, this doesn't even make sense.
Uh-oh.
Having sex with someone else. 1% said that it is not cheating.
Wait, what?
That can't be right.
99% of people said, yeah, that's cheating.
But
obviously, 1% said it's not. In what world?
Yeah, yeah.
What universe?
I thought there was, like, more to it, but it was literally just straightforwardly that.
And that answer coming from Utah.
Oh, right.
That's, no, I would assume, poly relationships are different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's different because it's, like, it involves everybody, right?
But you would still have to tell the other person that you're doing it.
Yeah.
So if they don't, then they consider that cheating.
Right. Yeah. If you're poly and you're not sharing with your partner what's going on,
right.
Or your partner isn't a part of it, because those religions that allow
what
that.
What if their,
like,
name isn't poly?
Number 13.
He moves right on.
Sliding into someone else's DMs.
Yes. You're emotionally cheating on somebody.
Absolutely.
Well, if your DMs, if sliding in your DMs means, like,
it means
flirtily,
messaging.
It
yeah.
means flirtily, like, not just, like, talking regular, like a regular person.
That's what sliding in your DMs
okay,
means.
Okay, then yes, you're correct.
Yeah, I would argue sending.
I'm old.
Yeah, sliding into the DMs is the term
sexual
for.
Sexual innuendo.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. You're trying to get your flirt on.
I say that sometimes.
Yeah.
Slide into our DMs. We'll give you some free merch.
Yeah, don't you know that.
No, I agree with Lazy E, though. Yeah, if you're not being if you're doing that, that's you're already setting yourself up to do right. the next thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you've already made that leap.
Yeah. Right.
That 62% say that it is cheating.
Okay. Good. That's a better percentage.
I agree.
Watching internet porno or watching porn in general.
I think if you're doing it and your partner doesn't want you to do it, then it's cheating.
If you're doing it to replace being intimate with your partner,
that's cheating. If your partner says to you, I don't want you doing that, and then you do it, you're cheating on them.
Yeah, I go ahead, Mickey.
No, I was just going to say, I think there's like, there's more of a discussion that needs to be had on that.
Yeah,
that's definitely, because it can, it absolutely can be cheating, but it could also be, there needs to be like a middle ground.
Just watching it, I don't think, even like being, you know, self-satisfying to it, I don't think is. But to Kara's point, if it's like, oh, your partner wants to get busy, and you're like, oh, God, I really don't want to do it with them, I'm going to go watch right. this porno instead. And they're like, oh, sorry, already, you yeah. know what I mean, cross the finish line, as it were. And it's like, that's absolutely,
yeah.
you know, because you're for like, sure. oh, yeah, you're not giving your partner that satisfaction. Mm-hmm. That's,
yeah, that's.
That would be cheating.
Yeah, sure.
But just watching it? Mm-mm. No.
But if they tell you not to, and then you do it.
Yeah.
That's like
cheating. Well, then there's like, more like problems more, with your yeah. relationship if that's.
Yeah. That's like a different violation of trust, too, you know? Because it's like, you know, I don't feel comfortable with that. And if you don't care about their comfort, like, you know, it's a back and forth. So maybe, yeah. Agree.
Only 8% of respondents said that it is cheating. Yeah. Hanging out with your ex without telling your significant other.
Again, emotional cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you're right. Yeah.
Even if you're just hanging out as friends, mm-hmm. if you're not telling her, there's a reason.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Specifically that. Yeah, mm-hmm. not just the hanging out that's the problem, but without telling your
yeah. yep.
significant other. Only 34% think that it is cheating.
Because they're all using the excuse like, we're just being friends, but the qualifier is not telling.
If you weren't up to something shady, you wouldn't have to hide it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Telling someone, I'd totally hook up with you if I was single.
That's cheating. That's emotionally cheating on somebody.
Yeah.
If you say like, that.
It boggles my brain that somebody would even say that if they were in a relationship. Yeah. Like, that hurts my head.
Well, exactly, because it seems like you're making a backup plan.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm saving you.
Yeah.
I guess it could depend. I could see a circumstance where that might be, you know what I mean? Like, if you were talking with somebody and, like, they didn't know, you know what I mean, that you were in a relationship necessarily, and, like, you really hit it off, and they're like, hey, you want to go out sometime? You're like, oh, no, I can't. You know, I would if I wasn't in a relationship, but I can't.
You're playing it off like they were trying to save the other person's
feelings. Well,
yeah, I'm
trying to play devil's advocate again.
That's what I mean.
Like,
though,
there
like,
are circumstances necessarily
trying
where
to save the other person's feelings. Like, I don't want you to feel like I'm outright rejecting you. So, yeah, maybe I would, but
there's a lot of degrees between that, though, and being like, man, I want you so bad. If only I wasn't in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I was viewing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's bad. You can't do that. Holding hands with somebody else.
Cheating.
Yeah, that's cheating.
28% say it's cheating. Another 42% say it depends.
Why are you holding hands with someone? Unless you're saving their life from falling over a cliff, why are you holding hands with somebody?
What if you're doing like
a friend?
Or if you're doing like a trusting, like a team building exercise, and you have to like hold hands to build a circle
John,
or something.
You've Jeff never, and I
was
were holding
say,
hands in the corn maze, and it was totally not cheating. Okay, it was totally normal.
Okay, there's situational, but if you're holding hands with a person that, I mean, even if you shouldn't be holding hands with somebody unless it's in like a joking manner like that. That's weird.
Sharing a bed, but you don't do anything.
I've shared a bed with another girl when we were on a Cincinnati trip.
Mm-hmm.
We slept butt to butt.
I wouldn't want Golfer to do that. Not that I would consider it cheating. I would trust that he wouldn't do that, but I would feel uncomfortable with that.
You afraid that they would pick next to him?
Like, what
and
if
you want to be the only one who picks?
Like,
next
what
to
if
him?
That girl turned around or like tried to do something or by accident grabbed something? I don't like it, and it might not be intentional. I just don't feel comfortable with it.
All right,
boom, and that's my answer.
Now this one is complicated. hooking up with someone else when you're on a break.
Ooh, the Ross and Rachel.
I don't understand breaks, though.
I don't
understand. You're either in a relationship or you're not.
Right? I agree. But that's if you want to call it like, okay, we're separated. You know, like we just need some time apart. We're going to reconvene at some point down the road. But at that point, like if you're agreeing that you need time apart and you're
then
putting
you're apart.
The you're apart. Yeah.
You need to
reconvene in a year. But like, you know, that you're basically saying I need time away from you. That means I either need me time or I'm exploring options with other people to see like if I feel a pull of someone else greater than whatever I have going on here. Because if it's gotten to that point where you need a break, obviously it's on the rocks as it is.
That's something that needs to be discussed if you decide that you need a break then. Okay, these are the terms of our break. We're taking a 1 month break. I want to figure out myself. You're going to figure out yourself. But we're still together. No, like, you know, you might talk to people of the other, but no, like, don't do this. You know what I mean? Like, because a break is a very weird thing anyway. So if you're going to try to play that game, you need to sure, like, have better rules.
Well, I mean, in the sense of this, it is absolutely cheating.
Yeah.
If you're trying to just give yourself time or your partner time, you are, that break is still the relationship.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are going and finding somebody else, then you're cheating.
Right. Yep. Which, again, I think that would depend on the terms, you know, like the people understanding what this means.
Sure.
Nobody reads the terms of agreement ever.
Yep.
That's true. I clicked that on iTunes without paying attention.
Yeah.
So, you know,
how do you know?
I guess I own Steve Jobs' corpse, my blood or whatever it is. 32% say that it's cheating. 35% say it's a gray area, so it depends. Flirting with that cute barista at Starbucks.
You're flirting. You're tempting the idea. Yeah. You're cheating.
Yeah.
Now, you could accidentally flirt. There's
girls get the wrong idea. So do guys sometimes.
Because
Some
girls view joking as flirting.
Some people view smiling at someone as flirting.
Yeah.
Right. I was gonna say, this rounds back to our last discussion, what makes people uncomfortable, giving somebody a compliment. If somebody reads that compliment wrong, that could totally turn into the wrong thing.
Yeah. Right.
26% say it's cheating. I mean, I think that's like a major problem with like whatever is psychologically wrong with society at large, because there is something to the point where like you can't interact in a friendly manner without it leading to possibly sex. That's an issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why can't we just be like, you know, why aren't people capable of like just friendly monogamy or whatever? You know what I mean? Like, it's just weird. Sending someone else revealing photos.
Cheating.
Yeah.
That's absolutely cheating, and 94% agree.
Yeah, of
course. Well, wait. What if it's revealing a rabbit in a hat? You're showing a magic trick.
Ooh. Giving someone a massage?
Yeah.
22% say it's cheating no matter the context.
Yeah, it's not cheating if you went to a masseuse.
Correct.
That's their job.
Uh-huh.
If you give it to the opposite sex and they're not like crippling in pain and they just need you to pop something, yeah, that's cheating.
Or the same sex if you're...
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, yeah.
Don't exclude the gays and the bisexuals.
You know what I meant.
You're visible. We see you. Anyway. hugging someone very closely and slowly.
Ooh.
That's the only way I hug.
Yeah. you gotta sink
make
those fingertips into the back and give like you give that little squeeze. Yeah.
And then on next to their ear I always go I'll never leave you. Hush my puppies.
14% think it's cheating. Scrolling through Tinder when you're bored, but not messaging anyone.
You're on Tinder.
Yeah, why do you still have that?
You're cheating because you're on Tinder.
Yeah, you should not have Tinder.
You have to sign up. What is Tinder?
You shouldn't have any Tinders either.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 47% say yes, it's cheating. If you do message someone, 87% say that's cheating.
It's 100% all the time if you're on Tinder and you're in a relationship.
Yeah, why would you still have it when, you know, I mean, yeah.
Shouldn't even have it.
Does kissing someone on the cheek count as cheating?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it also has, there's a lot of caveats to that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like, you know, there's that could be like a hug, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what if it's like a slow sensual kiss, like.
And it also depends what type of person you are.
Right.
Because I'm not a person that has ever done that. So if I did that to a girl.
Yeah, right.
That's a sign.
Right.
That's
yeah.
cheating.
Listen, sometimes you might have like a female friend or something. You know what I mean? If you're a guy, you know, or if you're a lady and you have a male friend. Or even, you know, I've seen two girls kiss each other on the cheeks or whatever when they see each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, it's not inherently like, it could just be like a hug, you know,
if it's
given
like
the circumstance.
Sloppy.
But yeah, it can be weird though if it's.
Like, what
know.
If it's like a wet, juicy wet, and it leaves a print
oh,
of
God.
Wet lips
you give
on your face?
A cheek hickey?
God. No.
Yeah.
Gross. A chicky.
Yeah. Gross. A chicky.
Did you nibble on my earlobe at the same time? Yeah. Like, you know, that's kind
partner
of a,
that with the close
the hugging.
Hugging.
Yeah. Yeah. Lazy E's all about that.
Yeah.
And you combine the massage, like I said, with the fingertip rub on the back.
God.
Yeah.
The
nibbling.
Oh.
So you've crossed into 100% cheating territory at that
100.
Point when that happens.
Nibba, nibba, nibba.
You and I are going to have to talk to Proofreader about what's been going on.
It's not cheating. We were first.
That's true. That's true. If anything, you're cheating on me with her.
Yeah.
Up next, with all that said, what are some new dating trends?
Uh-oh.
We'll end the show with this.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
In the car, I just can't wait to pick you up on our very first date.
Yeah, all right. So PR Newswire has compiled the new dating trends expected in 2023.
Mm.
And this has been put together by Plenty of Fish. Because a lot of people use that website, I guess.
That's what I used.
We do these. I'm pretty sure we've done these the last couple of years,
mm-hmm.
And it always happens near the end of a calendar year because mm-hmm. like the trend's carrying over into the next year. It's really just a lot of play on words to
mm-hmm.
describe like behaviors that people have been doing, according to I guess some metric of research. So number one is main character energy.
Oh. That sounds so fancy.
You got really excited about
that. Because it reminds
that.
Me of Cardi B, like big, you know what, energy.
Yeah. Yeah. BDE.
Yeah.
As we're going to.
or Megan
Thee
Stallion or whoever.
We're
going
to PGify
that.
Yeah. Yeah. If you know what that is. But basically, main character energy is focusing on yourself instead of wasting time on people who don't meet your standards or needs. There is a thing, though, like main character syndrome. Like, I've heard that before. That's like where somebody really. I think I've even seen people say, like, big main character energy. That's like when people think that they are, like, the main character of some
mm-hmm.
ethereal story that's being told, you know? So they
yeah,
have to always
gonna
be.
That's just going to go south.
There are people who think that.
You're looking for a relationship. It's not about me.
But there are people who think that it's all about me.
Right.
So they're pretty much saying like the dating scene is just going to be null and void.
Correct. Great. Number two is eco dumping.
Oh, what?
Dating or not dating someone based on how environmentally conscious they are or are not.
Well,
I pick things that are plastic on purpose. I spray aerosol outside.
Wow, just for no reason?
I don't care about the grandkids.
When he said I pick things that are plastic, I thought he was talking about his taste in women for a second.
Oh. Proofreader isn't that way.
No, she's not. I thought you were going a different way with it. Anyway, let's see. 1 in 5 singles say they know someone who's dumped someone because their views on climate change and the environment didn't align.
Probably.
What kind of life?
No, like think about
people
now.
I mean, it is
now.
A lifestyle.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's like... That's like being a vegan. Just give it up. Not give it up, but don't try to push your agenda on someone else or ruin your whole life. You can meet someone really wonderful just because they're not as big as you in this.
Look, people get together and break up for any number of reasons. That could be one of them, I guess.
I've broken up with somebody over his shoes.
That's right. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Number three is heat doming. Dating someone specifically for their household amenities, basically just to mooch off their air conditioning, pool, Wi-Fi, or comfortable bed.
They
it's
call
not the, dating, gold
they,
digger.
Yeah, they call those people homeless.
I just want a meal.
A can of beans would be fine. And a kiss.
That's weird. That's weird.
I
yeah,
have seen,
no, the dating scene right here in this page.
That's terrible.
I have
that
seen, is, nobody is getting a date.
I have yeah. seen people over the years on my Facebook, like in the main feed or whatever, post statuses that say things like, you know, basically where they're saying like, you know, hey, who wants to bring me, you know, a chicken McNugget
oh
Happy
gosh,
Meal
yeah.
or whatever. And like they do it in like a flirty way. And it's like, you're just trying to get food out of people. And of course, there's always dudes in the comments yeah. like, "I'll bring you. Where are you?"
I know. Boys yeah. are so thirsty.
They are. Man, I wish I could flex that way.
I know. Like, I would have got that adult Happy Meal for free.
That's right.
Hey, who out there wants to bring old Crisco a burrito?
Yeah.
I like that you would say, "Bring old Crisco a burrito."
Infla dating. That's going on less expensive dates because of inflation in the current economic environment. That just seems necessary.
Yeah, yeah, that's genius.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Go out to that restaurant and order that steak that's 50 times
more expensive?
Yeah,
they're going to get chicken nuggets.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Ooh. Yum, yum.
James Webbing is number 5. This is silly, but it's deciding to date someone after seeing them through a different lens.
Oh, okay.
You know, like how the new telescope is giving us a better look at like images from space.
So, getting to know them?
Yeah.
Bless you.
Thank you. No, it's, I guess it's like, yeah, like maybe your perspective on them has changed for some reason. You've decided to date them now because you came into a new realization or new information.
Kind of like my perspective on Kara has changed since I found out she's a butt picker.
This was the episode that changed the world, really.
I know.
I mean, I'm surprised you guys still talk to me with some of the stuff I've told you.
It's starting to become less and less of a chance.
This last one is absolutely my favorite. Only plans. Repeatedly planning dates with someone, but never actually following through on any of them due to an array of mostly contrived excuses.
So that's basically how I am
again,
with my friends.
Again, no dating.
Yeah.
Why date?
I only plan my friends all the time. You guys want to do something?
Well,
sure,
like,
we'll go to dinner on Friday. Oh, actually, are you tired? Yeah, I'm
yeah,
sure.
You're always on only plans.
Always on only plans.
That
how
just
I
seems
live
terrible.
I'm not a nice person. Hey, I actually heard of another thing that's going on with dating right now. It's okay. called prioritizing, and they're telling you need to rank what would be the most, like, you know how you say the most important things that you're looking for in someone?
Yeah.
But these people are dating people based on their number one thing that they need that person to have, and the rest of the things need to just not matter.
That's smart.
So what would be your number one thing, though? That's, like, tough. Like, the number, only one, number one.
Humor.
If I were still what'd dating?
Humor.
Humor?
Done. That was it. Not even hard.
Okay.
Oh, God. It's so hard to think about because it's been such a long time.
Mine's easy. Self-sufficiency.
Mm. Oh, wow. Murd, I'm sorry, man. You're on notice. What's yours?
I think loyalty.
Loyalty.
Mm. Liar.
Like a little if I touch it. What we get that? Together to Kiki. Oh, my God. We haven't Kiki'd in a while.
Probably just
or honesty. I don't know. It's tough because, like,
well, mine.
I like yours. Self sufficient. That's a good
because
one
because it's not just it's not a money thing. It's more like mentally. Like, can you take care of yourself?
Therefore, we can connect on other levels.
Correct.
And then yours is humor.
Absolutely.
So if you're not funny, get out my face.
Well, not just funny, but be able to know when a joke is a joke. If you're too serious,
right.
I don't. Don't have time.
I'm gonna. This is gonna be like a real catch-all term, but I would say like empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who, like, you know, is not, because there's so many people out there anymore. It seems like who are willing to judge and get angry at people over any number of little things. It's like, look, like if you can demonstrate like empathy and like the willingness to listen. And not necessarily jump to conclusions or just like have your heart constantly filled with hate and anger. then maybe this, you know, might have a chance. But like without that, no, I'm not looking to friggin' ride off into war with somebody over politics or some other stupid nonsense. Like
I
that.
Honestly thought you were building it up to just say da booty.
I mean, that was a close second. It was right there.
Da booty.
Da booty, specifically that they don't pick at it and then, you know, sniff it.
I don't pick and sniff at all.
No, she sniffs and picks.
It's a slide and wipe.
Oh, you're right.
It didn't sound better.
My mistake. She doesn't put her fingers in her nose. She licks them.
You guys are making stuff up.
Up.
That's the end of this episode. God.
What a great note to end just on.
My booty's so pickalicious, are you, babe?
Just in the nick of time.
I don't think you're ready for the smelly.
Our website, if you'd like to pick our booty a little bit, is
pick that booty.
freakaccident.com. It's named after the show, so it's super easy to remember. That's freakaccident.com. We've got every single episode we've ever recorded in the podcast section. We've got all of our social media links in the connect section. Our shirt, and we've been talking, there's going to be another shirt being added to the shop soon.
Yes.
That we hope you'll
like.
So
you
like.
Want to get this one
yeah.
before the next one comes out so you're caught up.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to buy them both at once. Just one and then the other.
That's right. And you can also request free stickers in the shop section as well. Don't forget to subscribe to this show, though. Wherever it is that you're listening to this podcast, however you got it, subscribe so that it's automatically delivered to you. Mm-hmm. And find us on your favorite pod service and leave us a good review. We would love that. Next week, we're going to have to bump that 5 scariest movies of all time. And we're going to do this segment. This should be fun. Is everyone stupid?
Yes.
Spoilers, yes.
Segment's over.
Yeah. But we've got actually 5 rules for how to survive in this increasingly stupid world.
I can't wait to hear those, actually.
Hopefully you survive the next 7 days.
Uh-oh. Be me.
Be you.
Yeah, just ignore everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Wow. Oh,
her
my gosh.
Booty smelled so bad.
She just almost threw up. So, and we're supposed to do a game this week. That's like
there's
the new...
never going
to
be a game.
That's like the newest thing that we keep pushing off
this
over
is
and
the
over
game.
Again. Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy with the Star Wars wedding, remember that? We didn't talk about it for like months.
Yeah, and then it happens out of nowhere. Right, you never know when this game's going to happen.
So maybe a game will be like a dinosaur meteor next week. You don't know. We'll find out, though.
That's what Kara finds when she picks her butt.
Yeah.
Dinosaur meteor.
God. We got to get out of here. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you soon for a freak accident. I am Crisco.
I am Lazy.
I am Kara.
I am Mickey. And we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Stop whining.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.